And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. A criminal case in Huron County involving Shane Travis Tock is moving forward towards a jury trial after the defense declined a plea agreement offered by prosecutors. Court records show the case People of the State of Michigan versus Shane Travis Tock has entered the trial preparation phase following the defense's decision to contest the charges rather than resolve the matter through a plea. With the case now expected to proceed to trial, the court has established a structured timeline outlining several key deadlines. These include dates for filing pretrial motions, the final deadline for accepting any plea agreement, and the submission of witness list. Judge Prill's scheduling order requires both the prosecution and defense to finalize their legal strategies and prepare evidence ahead of trial. By setting firm procedural deadlines, the court aims to keep the case on track and avoid delays as it moves towards a jury hearing. The timeline marks a shift in the case from negotiations between the parties to formal trial preparation, where both sides will present their arguments and evidence before a jury. And the sentencing of Justin Aaron Bartlett is more of a formality, with the outcome predetermined by his extensive criminal history rather than the specifics of a single offense. His attorney's argument for leniency, citing a substance use disorder, the small quantity of drugs involved, and recent personal progress, was ultimately acknowledged but outweighed by the defendant's record of 9 prior felonies and 29 misdemeanors. Judge Prill, while giving credit for Bartlett's cooperation during the arrest, aligned with the Department of Corrections recommendation, framing the sentence not as a response to this isolated incident, but as a necessary intervention given the defendant's pattern of behavior. The core tension is between the defendant's stated desire for self-rehabilitation and the court's judgment that his history requires a structured punitive response. And Tuscola County, which is a member of the Saginaw Bay Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area, or SBCSMA, was among the 27 counties granted from statewide from the Michigan Invasive Species Grant Program. SBCSMA was awarded $70,000 to strengthen and implement strategies for the survey, prevention, treatment, and management of invasive species. The organization provides public education on invasive species identification, prevention, and technical assistance to landowners and land managers on environmentally sound treatment practices. After habitat loss, invasive species are considered one of the greatest threats to threatened and endangered species, and SBCSMA focuses its resources on invasive species identified as high concern within the service area, due to their rapid spread, ecological impact, and management feasibility, and these are black and pale swallowwort, European frogbit, flowering rush, giant knotweed, Japanese knotweed, and phragmites. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere, for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.